Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At Life Hacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. What's going on, LA hackers? Welcome to another episode of the Life Hacks LA podcast. Today, we're going to explore some of the many, many, many dining options we have available to us in Los Angeles, because my guest for this edition of the podcast is Caroline from Eat Drink LA. Caroline has a blog where she shares about one of the absolute best perks about living in LA, and that's all the incredible choices we have for us when it comes to going out to eat or going out and grabbing a drink. If you'd like to explore it all like we do, then you will love this interview, and you're going to want to write these down because Caroline shares some of her absolute favorite places to go out to eat in and near LA. All right, enjoy this interview, and after we're done, make sure to come back because I'll share my own little LA dining hack with you. Okay, enjoy this interview with Eat Drink LA. What's up, LA hackers? Welcome our guest today, Caroline from Eat Drink LA. How are you, Caroline?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I'm excited to talk to you because there's so much to eat and drink in LA. So I'm excited to talk about it. But before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Where are you from originally and how did you come to Los Angeles?
So I'm originally from Miami and I went to NYU. So I went to New York for college and I studied theater. So after theater in New York, of course, the next jump is that you're going to move to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So I came out here and I did a little acting. And I still have my SAG card, but I actually got more interested in writing and, you know, eating and exploring Los Angeles.
Yeah, that does seem like a good move. Wow, you lived in some major cities, Miami, New York, LA.
Exciting.
Only the big cities for you, huh?
But as I get older now, I'm like, I mean, right now I do live in Los Angeles, but I live in Glendale specifically. Mm-hmm. And I love the suburban life, to be honest. Every time I go into like LA proper, it's just too busy for me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. My wife and I moved to South Bay, like, I don't know, 6 years ago. And every time I go into West LA now, I get stressed out by the traffic because there's so much more energy going on there. But
I know, too much. Actually, I feel like I was just around the Grove this weekend and I thought to myself, if I had, I don't want to drive here, but if I was only walking, maybe I would want to live there, live in that area around 3rd and La Brea, because everything is really central there. But if you have to drive, it just takes double the time.
Oh yeah, definitely. And when you're talking about eating and drinking in LA, that's one of the best spots, but mm-hmm. you definitely don't want to have to be driving in and out of there. So let's talk about your brand and website. Los Angeles has so many amazing restaurants and bars and coffee shops, and we all love to go out there and enjoy them, but you actually have an entire brand created around it. So can you tell us a little bit more about Eat Drink LA and why you decided to start it?
So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I started about 10 years ago, 9 or 10 years ago. I was working at the television show Extra at the time. They cover a lot of celebrity news. Mm-hmm. And I got the opportunity to go to some restaurants while I was working there because it was like, come try this restaurant. It's new and fun. But if it didn't have a celebrity angle, it wouldn't make it to the show. But we were still going to these restaurants. And there was a part of me that just felt like, well, you know, it's a brand new restaurant. What if somebody wrote about it? And just to kind of give them that pub that way. And then that's how the blog started. It was totally a side project. And then I guess 5 years into it, I had my first son and I left like corporate life, let's say. And I had a little more time to spend on it. Not a lot. Anybody that has little kids at home knows you don't get that much time. But it was my only focus other than my kids. So that's sort of where it's grown. And it's just grown from there. And I still love talking about restaurants and writing about them. And, I love what I do. And it's changed a little bit since having kids, but there's still a lot to say. And I think I maybe have a different perspective now than some of the other major outlets that you read about food news in LA from.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, in the internet world, 10 years is a really long time. And then not only that, you know, I've been here during those 10 years and I've seen the restaurant and bar scene change dramatically in Los Angeles. It's always been good, but the last 10 years, especially in certain mm-hmm. areas like downtown, have you noticed that as well the last 10 years?
Yeah, definitely has exploded, like downtown and Silver Lake. And I think it's funny because when I first moved here, I lived on the West Side. I lived in Marina Del Rey when I felt like Playa Del Rey. I'm sorry. When I was in Playa Del Rey, it seemed like there was nothing there to eat. There was like one restaurant. And now that area is like that little enclave has exploded with great restaurants too. And it's like, oh, I almost feel like I moved out and it got good. And the same with North Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of grungy. And then it just started to get a little bit better and better restaurants. And then I moved out of there. And then now I'm in Glendale. And Glendale, we're getting there too. And hopefully I'll live here long enough to experience all the good stuff.
Yeah, there's just so much. We're so spoiled. So let's talk about that. I mean, you have it broken down into different categories on your website. And I saw a really good article you had about the best happy hours, one of my favorite things. So can you share some of your favorite happy hour or drink deals in Los Angeles?
Sure. I'm like the ones I think I enjoy writing about, because everybody can write about happy hour, but the one that I do like writing about is the weekend happy hour, because I feel like that's something that everybody wants. But of course, restaurants take advantage of the fact that people want to come eat there and they don't want to give them deals. But I really like happy hours that sort of have a view.
Well, that's such a great point, what you said about the weekend, because I think everyone's used to, like, you know, a happy hour after work and everyone has their favorite spots. But to get those deals on the weekends or at prime time hours is the really hidden gems, you know?
Mm-hmm. So some of the ones that kind of surprised me, the Ace Hotel has one. And you would never think that like a good hotel is going to, I mean, sometimes hotels do have happy hours, but like a really fun hotel is having a happy hour. I mean, that's like, I think, something special. And the deals are really good. Everything is under $10 basically for like drinks and food. And then it's going to, and there's another place in downtown. It's called Good Clean Fun. And that's downtown. And you're like basically underneath the skyscrapers when you're having it, because it's sort of, it's like outside. So it's very cool because you still have that LA flow of like being able to enjoy the weather, but then you feel like you're in the middle of a major city. Let me think of some other ones. You know, I love, again, I live in Glendale, so it's like, I go, where do you go? It's where it's sort of easier.
Yeah.
And I used to love Bourbon Steak, had a great happy hour. I would sit outside, but now I wish I could tell you that I don't know if it's still going on. I can't confirm that. But if it is, it was really good cocktails and you get to experience the food for, you know, a fraction of the price. And that's sort of what the best part of happy hour is when a restaurant actually serves things that are, you know, delicious and worth returning and make you want to go back.
Yeah.
Also in Glendale, there's this place called the San Fernando and they have live music there. And so it's really cool place. And again, it's one of those, it's like a bar area and then it has a nice outdoor space. Oh, I can plug one that I have never gotten to go, but it sounds amazing. It's in Santa Monica, it's Citrine. And if you know the chef there, it's the chef from Malise. So you get to go there and have, you know, great wines by the glass. And like I mentioned, you get to eat the food that maybe would be quadruple price if you visited mm-hmm. during dinner. And you get, I mean, they have a selection of food you can only get during happy hour, like a Malise burger. And so it really makes it worth going there. I haven't been though, because you can't bring kids. And yeah. I always have my kids with me. But I do like, you know, promoting places that I feel like are great opportunities for other people.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I mean, like you said, one of the best things about happy hour is not only getting the food at a discount, but getting an experience you probably wouldn't get normally without having to, you know, really shell it out for like a nice mm-hmm. dinner in a fancy place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great answer on that. And let's talk about coffee shops, because I love coffee shops. I actually work from a coffee shop a couple times a week, you know, like I kind of rotate around. And,
oh, which ones are your favorite?
Well, like you said, it depends on where you are, right? So I'm in the mm-hmm. South Bay. So there's one called Coffee Connection over here, Coffee Cartel. There's Boy and the Bear was one of my favorites.
Oh, that's cute.
There's one in San Pedro called Sirens that I really love. Yeah. So, and of course, downtown. But I wanted mm-hmm. to ask you, what are some of your favorite coffee shops? Because there's so many incredible coffee shops like across Los Angeles.
There are. So mine that I can think the top of my head, the Verve, they have a place on Mateo Street. And the reason that one, it's a chain coffee place, but the one on Mateo Street is sort of where they do the coolest stuff. And the coffee is there. I mean, some of them are like, even like you think if they're drinking a cocktail, but it's actually got caffeine in it. It's so cool. And I feel like it's really good for people that are maybe exploring like the sober curious life to
yeah.
still be able to go out and feel like you're drinking something cool. I like that place. And then near me, there's a place called Wild Oak Cafe. And they have like the most beautiful lattes. It's like those rainbow art lattes. They do like screen printing on them. They'll like do anything you want on those. And then the last one is another chain, but I feel like I don't want to, you always feel like you only want to promote the like teeny little place, but I actually, maybe this makes it more accessible for people. La Monarca, which I know is in, I don't know if there's any in the South Bay, but there's one near me in Highland Park. And then I know that there's other locations in Los Angeles, but they have like an horchata latte and it is so delicious. And they make it with oat milk. And I'm not one of these people. I drink everything. But it's like, it makes you want to have an oat milk latte. And I feel like that's so hard to do well. So definitely check that out.
Those are all great suggestions. And I definitely got a co-sign on the first one you said, the one on Mateo Verve, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. not only everything you said, but the place looks like a museum. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And they have parking. Like it's,
that's true.
I cannot that's believe true. There's a parking a lot point. In that area of the arts district at, yeah. at a coffee shop. So yeah,
so shout, true.
Out, shout out to all three of those. Another thing I think both of us love is what most people in LA love, probably the most popular meal in Los Angeles, and that's brunch, mm-hmm. especially when you can throw in some mimosas. So can you share a few of your favorite brunch spots in Los Angeles?
Yeah. So this place, I feel like it crosses a lot of, I mean, I like, it's called La Cha Cha Cha, also in the Arts District. I love it for almost everything, but it's so fun for brunch. Because again, I think brunch is the perfect time to just be like in a space where you feel like you're feeling the sunshine and you're like loving life. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a Sunday. So it's wonderful. Near you in the South Bay, I like Tapazon. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
So it's fairly new. I think it's a pandemic restaurant. So maybe it was like, you know, people didn't go at first, but they have, again, very nice indoor outdoor flow. Happy hour every day. And I know we're talking about brunch, but they serve the best food that they have at dinner during brunch. And then they have brunch food on top of that. And they have live like samba music.
Oh, nice.
So it
Man,
is
you're
so
right
great.
Up my if, alley with that.
If you have not been, you have to go.
Yeah, I'm looking really at the website good. Right now. It's an El
Segundo. Okay, good. It's really, really good food. I feel
Looks
like
beautiful.
Now I'm confusing myself. Where else do I like to go? I like to go to Bakari Silver Lake, I guess is a good one too. And that's if you've never been, because it took over another restaurant space that was just a beautiful, you feel like you're like eating in the trees. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I would recommend that just to experience, because it's just so beautiful. Like you said.
Yeah. I'm surprised you get around. Like, I feel like if I was in this, like, you know, to go for me to go to the South Bay, it takes a good amount of time. So do you find though, like you have, I mean, probably have your tricks to get around.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So what we do is basically I drag my wife and son out every weekend and we leave in the morning. I mean, you can get anywhere in LA in 20 minutes if on a weekend, if you go before like 9 a.m.
Yes, totally. I actually like that was my, well, I guess I'll answer that later. I have something to add to that. So.
Okay. Well, this next question I'm excited for, because you mentioned it earlier, and that's kid-friendly places. I also have a 9-year-old son, and my wife and I are always trying to find places that are adult-friendly, you know, that we're actually going to enjoy. But, mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to get too bored in, or they're accepting of families and kids. So what are some good spots for adults where they can get high-quality food, drinks, good vibes, but they're still kid and family friendly?
Okay. So the first one that came to my mind is, well, for just in general, I feel like with kids, you have to almost trick them. Like you're taking them out to a place. It's kind of like a park, but there's food. Like, I feel like that's the only way we have a good meal. So places like, I mean, Golden Road Brewery, I think everyone knows about that. That was like, mm-hmm. you can really be an adult there and the kids are still having fun.
Yeah.
La Cha Cha Cha, I know I mentioned it before, but it's on the rooftop. Have you been there yet?
No, I have a good friend who has an account similar to mine, but it's just downtown. And he mm-hmm. goes there all the time. He's been begging me to go there with him, but for some reason it hasn't worked out. But now that you've mentioned it twice in this interview, I'm like, okay, I gotta go check it out.
Well, it's like, I loved the chef. Like before he even had a restaurant, like during the pandemic, he was doing a pop-up. And mm-hmm. the first time I had his food, I was like, this guy is one to watch. We have to follow him and see where he ends up. And then he took over this restaurant. Everything's delicious, but why it works for kids and adults is it's super cool. Like you go up to the rooftop in the arts district And because you're outside, your kids are still sort of having fun. And I think they open for 4 o'clock for dinner. So you can actually go to dinner like with your kids and it works. Let me think of some other spots. So again, my first son, I have a 7-year-old and then a 19-month-old. The 7-year-old was like our restaurant baby. He has been to like more 3 Michelin restaurants than an adult. But then when we had the second one, he does not like going to restaurants. It's almost impossible. He doesn't sleep through the meal, which is what my first son would do most of the time. And so we have to eat very quickly. We've become very fans of takeout. Do a lot of fancy takeout sometimes. And I mean, of course you don't want to like cook everything for yourself, but if it lets you have a meal that, you know, you're not like standing up for, it's sometimes worth it. So I feel like this is a very long-winded answer, but I would say take kids to places that are outdoors, that are, that the meal is not going to take so long. Brunch is always good, as you know, but I'm definitely thinking about some of my favorite places to put in a roundup, because I think even I have to remind myself where I can go with kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you make a really good point with like breweries, because a lot of breweries now, they're actually have really good kitchens. You know, they have like really good food. Yeah. If you find the right one. And then definitely like outdoor spaces, like you said, you know, like I'm just off the top of my head, I'm thinking of like places that have an outdoor, like Everson Royce Bar in the Arts District an outdoor patio. Mm-hmm. And there's so many. A really good place we like to take our son in the South Bay is The Point. It's kind of like The Grove.
Oh, yes.
And The Grove too, like Grove Farmers Market, somewhere where they can kind of run around a little bit and they don't have to be quiet. You know, like people aren't expecting you to be like, no noise coming from your table, you know, like loud, boisterous places are like really good. Take kids.
Yes. Oh, and you know what else? Let me say Da Michele. I'm probably saying it a little bit off, but it's an Italian restaurant. It's like the oldest pizzeria in Naples, and they opened a location in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
It's very good. I mean, besides the pizza is like one of my favorite pizzas in LA. And they have, again, like you can sit inside, but the inside's kind of open to the outside. And then they have a courtyard and they have pizza, and you know, what kid does love pizza? And you still get to have some really great adult food. So,
yeah. You know, a really cool one I just went to recently, someone just posted about it and then I went to it. It's called Proud Bird in the South Bay.
It's like next to the airport, right? Is it?
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. And the food's not bad because it's like a food hall. So you get multiple choices. Mm-hmm. But planes are literally landing right over your head. So the kids are into that, but then they have like a playground. You can run around in there. So yeah, that's another really good one that I just discovered like super recently.
Oh yeah. Good to know.
Yeah. There's so many spots, like you said.
Okay. So Carolyn, let's go in a different direction, because another thing I see from your website that I'm really into as well is like staycations and kind of like getaways from Los Angeles that are close by. So I wanted to ask you, what are some of your favorite places to visit within 2 hours drive from LA, especially the ones that have like good food and drinks, like other cities?
So Monarch Beach, and that's very close. That's like one of our easiest places to go to just feel like, wow, you're in this paradise. You know, what's funny when you say staycations with great food though, I'm like, most of the staycations, when I think of it, I'm not sure if I'm like loving the food as much as I'm loving like what I'm doing in the place.
Yeah.
Like Palm Springs. We enjoy going there. It's really close and you feel like you're gone, but and Palm Springs food actually has gotten much better. So I should figure out some good places to recommend. Catalina, I think, is super fun. Have you ever been?
Yeah, I love Catalina. I think Santa Barbara has.
Yeah, Catalina is really great. Definitely. I haven't been over there in a while.
And then, like you said, I haven't been to Monarch Beach, but that's in Orange County, right? Orange County, of course, has amazing food.
So it's like an hour away, yeah. But whenever I go there, it's like I'm hardly even thinking about the food. I just want to go to like for whatever it was. It's like, okay, if we're going to Palm Springs, it's to go explore the desert. If we want to go to the beach, we just want to like be on the sand, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this Monarch Beach. It's gorgeous. So you're just caught up in the scenery, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's very cute. There's like a little arts town, and then there's a beach, and then there's the little boardwalk area. So very cute. Not boardwalk, I'm sorry. I don't know what it would be. It's just like the the walk. It's just the street.
It's funny. I've never been there before. And I go to Orange County all the time, especially like Newport, Laguna Beach and stuff. I've never been to Monarch Beach.
Oh, good. So check it out.
So you added another thing to my list. Thank you very much.
Good.
Okay. So let's get back to Eat Drink LA. If sky was the limit, best case scenario, you've mentioned that you've had it for 10 years, but what would be the ultimate goal for your brand? Where would you love to see it go?
I would like to still keep people interested. I enjoy writing now sort of about like where real people can eat. I think I'd love to focus more on that because it's very easy, I think, to write about like, oh, this is the coolest restaurant in LA, but it's going to take you 3 months to get a reservation. And then when you're done with the meal, it's $300. Like, of course, that's probably going to be a fun experience for somebody, but realistically, like the rest of us aren't doing that. Yeah. So it's like, where can we go to eat a great meal that the price point matches, you know, what you're eating, value for, is there, but you also can afford to do other things. That's the kind of, I guess, brand messaging I would like to have. And I would like to make it, you know, consistent and still be writing about LA in 20 years and not be like aged out. That's what I want for my brand.
Well, that's awesome because you have unlimited content to write about with so many amazing places to eat and drink in LA. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true. It gets to the point when you're trying to keep up, it's impossible. So then you do have to say, okay, well, I have to just go a different way because I cannot, I'm one person. I can't keep up with everything.
Yeah. And I like what you said about your focus on stuff that's actually attainable for most people, right? Because like you mentioned, there's so many incredible restaurants, but you know, you got to wait 3 months to get in. And like you said, you got to pay $300. It's something you only want to do a couple times a year, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So Caroline, can you describe to us your perfect dream day in Los Angeles from getting up to going to bed? What would happen and where would you go to make it your dream day in LA?
So my dream day in LA, if it's really my day, would be that nobody wakes me up. I wake up on my own. And I would probably start with a workout because I do live in Los Angeles. So there's a place called Sage Fitness. It's in Glendale. That's, you know, where I would be if I could get a full workout in. From that, you know, I just would enjoy being a tourist in my own city. I think that's really fun. Going to a place like, you know, you mentioned downtown. It's almost hard for me to pick a place to pick like, this is my absolute perfect day because anywhere you get dropped in LA, you can figure out a way to spend the day in an amazing way. So I'll just say downtown because that's the first thing I thought of. So if I got to go to Grand Central Market and just sort of eat my way through it, then go up to the Broad. I love a place that's next to a museum so that you get to experience that. The restaurant right next to it, Odeum, they have, you know, good cocktails and nice bites. So probably end up there somehow. Maybe ride some swans in Echo Park Lake. I think they've redone them in the last couple of, maybe in the last year, but it's been on my list to do. I'm like, what? Yeah. You feel like when you live here, like, can you really go on the boats? But I think so. I think everybody needs to kind of pretend to be a tourist sometimes. And then I would end up back in Glendale and let me think. No, because it's my ideal day. I don't need to end up in Glendale. So the place I would like to end up though is listening to some great jazz music in an old Hollywood hotel. So like the Sunset Tower, the Roosevelt, they all do live music almost every night. And it's pretty incredible that it's just there and then all of us can experience it.
Wow. That's a great answer, Caroline. I love it.
Thank you.
Especially when you're talking about the Grand Central Market. I love going to places like that where there's other things you can walk to, you know, Angels Flight.
Oh, Angels Flight. Bro. Yes.
Yeah. It's all like right there. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Caroline, thanks so much for sharing some of your tips for eating and drinking in LA. Where's the best place for people to go who want to find out more about you and follow you at Eat Drink LA?
Sure. So the best place is to subscribe. I do a weekly newsletter. It's just on Fridays. So I don't like overwhelm your inbox, but you can sign up at eatdrinkla.com. And then I also have an Instagram at eatdrink.la.
Okay. Thank you so much, Caroline, for coming on, and everyone follow Eat Drink LA. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Hey, welcome back, guys. And thanks again to our guest, Caroline from Eat Drink LA. You know, we love to talk about all the incredible restaurants, bars, coffee shops, and more that we have available to us here in the city. And she did an amazing job sharing some of the best of them with us.
If you want to know more about her and get more suggestions like that, the best thing to do is go to her website at eatdrinkla.com. And you can also find her on Instagram at eatdrinkla. Okay, guys, on to my hack for this episode, and it's more of a recommendation. We all know that weekend brunch is super popular in Los Angeles. I know that I love it, especially when you throw in those mimosas. So I'm going to share two new brunch experiences that I had recently. One was in West Hollywood, and it was at the Queen Violet. Now, this restaurant is in a beautiful floral courtyard, but it's actually a Thai restaurant. And I went there for dinner before, and of course it was amazing, elevated Thai food in this beautiful location. So they asked us to come back and try their brunch. And, you know, I was a little skeptical at first because you don't normally associate a Thai restaurant with American-style brunch food. But we went to a Sunday brunch a few months ago, and it was amazing. They have their own take on some classic brunch favorites, like their stack of pancakes, which are called the Queen Violet pancakes. And they use ube and this violet-covered pancake syrup that not only tastes great, but it looks super gram-worthy as well. They have a lot of really good dishes that they have their own spin on, and the mimosas were really, really good. I recommend you try their violet mimosas. It just really goes with the theme and the beauty of the restaurant. But check out the Queen Violet in West Hollywood. It's a Thai restaurant that does amazing brunch food. Okay, on to my next recent experience. And this was really recent, just about a week ago, because this one was at Sparrow, which is a gorgeous dinner restaurant at the Hotel Figueroa downtown. Now again, unexpected for brunch because they are a dinner restaurant and they do fine Italian dining, but they just recently, and I mean within the last couple weeks, started serving up a special brunch menu on the weekends. Now, we absolutely love the Hotel Fig. It's probably my favorite hotel in Los Angeles, so we definitely wanted to give it a try when they invited us to try that new brunch. And once again, totally surprised by how well they pulled it off. They also have some of their own takes on classics. Like, I had lemon ricotta pancakes, and they were dang good. Also, we had the tiramisu waffles, which are best shared because they're more like a dessert. And we splurged a little bit and did the whole mimosa cart table service. You know, they come over with the cart, they have dry ice, they pop the champagne bottle in front of you and pour it for you. And they give you three different kinds of juices to mix it in with. I mean, it really is a whole production, and it's totally worth it. I will let you know that this is definitely on the higher range price-wise for what you'll spend on brunch, so it may be something you want to consider for a special occasion. But overall, the experience was awesome, and once again, for an Italian dinner restaurant, I was really surprised by how amazing their new brunch is. Okay, guys, that's all I have for you this episode. I know it's getting more and more expensive to eat out there, but at least here in LA, we have plenty of choices that make it worth it. Going out to eat is one of my joys in life, so you know, I try to cut back in other ways and spoil myself when it comes to going out to eat. If you're like me, then keep exploring and supporting all these amazing Los Angeles restaurants and bars. All right, I'll talk to you again on the next episode. Take care.